Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you. Our lesson today is titled, Why Do You Doubt? Our Bible passage is from Matthew, the 14th chapter, 22nd through the 33rd verses. Why do we doubt? I have observed that doubt is a human component. Man's doubt has been mentioned all through Scripture. Bite the apple, Eve. You're not going to die. Noah, you're building a what? David is going to do what? This week's lesson shows Jesus' disciples in another moment of doubt, while on a ship in another storm. Doubt is defined as uncertainty, fear, or unbelief. The disciples had witnessed Jesus' power when he preached to the multitudes. While preaching, he also healed and fed the multitudes. They called upon him while he was sleeping on their last voyage to save them from being shipwrecked. This time, he sent them ahead by ship after his last sermon and told them he would join them later. I believe the storm was a test of their faith designed by Jesus. As the storm raged, they could not control the ship. The ship was about 3 miles out, and the Lord appears walking on the water in the midst of this storm. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning, dark, and the sea is raging. The only light was coming from the storm's lightning flashes. It had to have been a scary moment to see something walking or moving on top of the water unfazed by the storm and coming in their direction. Once the Lord is recognized, Peter asked if he could join him. As Peter joined him on the water, walking toward Jesus, he took his eyes off of him and began to sink, until he called to Jesus to save him. Jesus took him by the hand, boarded the ship, and the storm ceased. How many times have we been in storms or situations where we felt all was lost? During these times, we may have even felt we've been abandoned by God. However, some of these situations we created ourselves, but others were created by God as a learning period in our lives. It is a test of our faith and courage. Are we willing to ride it out because we have the assurance our Lord is there with us? He did promise never to leave or forsake us. We, like Peter, lose focus when we take our eyes off of our source of direction and strength. And like Peter, we see our Lord's compassion as he saves us and takes us to a place of safety and peace. Once we have taken the Lord into our hearts, we belong to him forever. He always has his hand upon us to give us guidance, protection, peace, and love. The list could go on, but I think you understand what a loving and caring Heavenly Father we have. Knowing this, we really have no need to doubt. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, giving you thanks for all that you do, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right minds. We thank you, Father, for keeping your hand upon us as we slept, unknowing of what was going on around us, Father. We thank you, Father, for being with us in every situation. We thank you, Father, for rescuing us from our moments of doubt and our moments of fear and our moments of feeling lost, our moments of feeling unsure. We thank you, Father, for walking with us through those periods in our lives. We thank you, Father, for even the test that you give us to help us reassure ourselves, because we as humans, we need that. And we thank you, Father, for your design on how you made each one of us, that we know that once we have taken you into our hearts, that we can always count on you to always be at our sides. And you're always just a prayer away, or just a word away, or just a thought away. And we thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. in our lives, in the lives of our family, and in the lives of our loved ones. We thank you for this, dear Father. We ask you, Father, to remember our church family and those that are right now that are in the hospital and those that are in nursing homes and those that are in hospice care or home care, Father. We thank you, and we know, Father, that you will be by their side and touch them and heal them and comfort them and meet their needs. We thank you for that, dear Father. We continue to pray for our services at our church as we have resumed them, Father. And we thank you for our pastor and her leadership and all those that are participating and worshiping and keeping that service moving forward. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless our pastor. Cover her with your blood and cover her with your love. Give her what she needs, Father, to give her restoration when she is tired, because she is under a great deal of pressure and stress. She has the congregation that you have given her. She has other abilities or other involvements in other organizations and things that are making this church, this denomination, our Church of God, and all churches and pastors and ministers stronger and better able to serve you. She is using every gift that you have given her, Father, and we thank you for that. We ask you to continue to bless her life, and bless all of our lives within our church family as we continue to worship and serve you. Again, we thank you for all that you do for us and all that you're going to do and all that you have done. And in the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed day this week, this day, and enjoy your week. God is truly by your side.